From the Heart, June 19. Jesus' Convincing Power. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. The mission of Jesus was demonstrated by convincing miracles. His doctrine astonished the people. It was not the contradictory jargon of the scribes, full of mysticism, burdened with absurd forms and meaningless exactions, but it was a system of truth that met the wants of the heart. His teaching was plain, clear, and comprehensive. The practical truths he uttered had a convincing power and arrested the attention of the people. Multitudes lingered at his side, marveling at his wisdom. His manner corresponded with the great truths he proclaimed. There was no apology, no hesitancy, not the shadow of a doubt or uncertainty that it might be other than he declared. He spoke of the earthly and the heavenly, of the human and the divine, with positive authority, and the people were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. He had declared himself to be the Messiah, but the people would not receive him, though they saw his wonderful works and marveled at his wisdom. He did not meet their expectation of the Messiah. They had been instructed to look for earthly pomp and glory at the advent of their deliverer, and they dreamed that under the power of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Jewish nation would be exalted to preeminence among the nations of the world. With these ideas, they were not prepared to receive the humble teacher of Galilee, although he came just as the prophets had foretold that he would come. He was not recognized as the truth, the light of the world, although he spoke as never anyone spoke, for his appearance was humble and unpretending. He came without attendance of earthly pageant and glory. There was, however, a majesty in his very presence that bespoke his divine character. His manners, though gentle and winning, possessed an authority that inspired respect and awe. He commanded, and disease left the sufferer. The dead heard his voice and lived. The sorrowing rejoiced, and the weary and heavy-laden found rest in his compassionate love. The lame, the blind, the palsy-stricken, and leprous, and those afflicted with all manner of diseases came to him, and he healed them all. Heaven endorsed his claims with mighty manifestations.